A second reason for making zakat fard is to remove miserliness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, three things are destructive. Number one, miserliness, which is practiced by nature, but acts generously against his habit. Miserliness will not harm him. Miserliness becomes harmful only when a person behaves miserly. Number two, is acted upon. If a man of passions makes sabr, no harm will come to him. Passion becomes harmful only when it is acted on. Number three, self-conceit. That is a man's thinking of his own opinion as the best. There are many ayat of the Holy Quran and many ahadith about miserliness. The only way to cure a person of miserliness is for him to get into the habit of spending money. Zakat is called a purifier as it purifies a man of the filth of greed and miserliness. The more generously a man spends and the happier he is while spending for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more purified he will be of miserliness. Number three, the third reason... Another reason for making zakat fard is that it is a way of showing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the gift of wealth given by Him. Each of us receives countless gifts from Allah ta'ala, both in the form of wealth and in the form of good health. So the ibadat done by the body are thanks for our healthy bodies, while ibadat of spending of money are thanks for the gifts of wealth and other worldly goods. How terrible and ungrateful is a person who sees a beggar suffering poverty and hunger, but his heart is not moved with feelings of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given tawfiq to him from begging from others, and in fact made him such that others beg favors of him. Is it not necessary on him to show thanks to Allah ta'ala and spend at least 1/10, that is of the produce of his lands, or 1/40 of the money kept with him for a year for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala?